We're doing the Maharal, the introduction to Derech HaChaim, the commentary on Pirkei Avot. The Maharal had begun with the pasuk Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah, or the mitzvah is compared to a lamp, the Torah is compared with light. The Maharal brought us a medrash about a person walking in the dark, how he stumbles. If he has a light, he's okay, but when daylight comes out, everything's great, there's no problem. The idea is that the mitzvah, the action that a person does, it's a physical action. A mitzvah is limited, just like anything physical is finite. And so a mitzvah has a limited effect on the world because a mitzvah is physical, whereas Torah is infinite. It's not something physical. It's conceptual. And so therefore it can be infinite. It's not contingent on time. And that's why Torah's impact is infinite. When a person connects to Torah, so then its impact, the mitzvah is with him forever. And that's the idea of mitzvah being compared to a physical lamp and Torah being compared to the light that enlightens a person. And we're picking up on the first page, the second column, the beginning of the paragraph. V'amar od v'derech haim tochechot musar, the continuation of the verse. When a person is guided to lead a correct life, that's the path of life. When we speak about guiding a person, ethics, that's not the mitzvos of the Torah. When we speak about the path of life, so the path of life is things that logic should dictate how you behave. If I yell, where in the Torah does it say you shouldn't yell? You know, there are things, the path of life, when we speak about the path of life, there are things that our logic helps us understand these behaviors. Uvemidrash, the Medrash in Vayikra Rambha says, Lishmol Deretz Etz HaChaim. The verse says, in last week's parasha, Hashem set up these angels to protect the path to the tree of life. Chafvav Dorot Kadma Derech Eretz Et HaTorah. The concept of Derech Eretz predates Torah with 26 generations. Shneimah Lishmol Derech Etz HaChaim. Derech Eretz Etz HaChaim Ze HaTorah Adkan. So, what does it mean? The angels protected the path to the tree of life. The tree of life is Torah. The path to the tree of life is Derech Eretz. And just as an added footnote, perhaps this is the concept that we learned earlier in the Netivot Shalom, that before you start the period of Torah, our sages say, from Avraham Avinu starts a period of Torah. From Avraham Avinu starts a period of illumination in the world. So that means the whole Torah until the end of this week's parsha is not, it's not Torah. What is it? It's Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. That's what we learned earlier today. We learned from Cain and Hevel not to be jealous. We learned from the generation of the flood to control our lust. We learned from the generation of the Tower of Babel to control our pride. So we learn Derech Eretz before we reach Avraham Avinu and we start learning about Torah. We learn about great illumination. Yes?
What does it mean that the angels guarded it?
I don't know. Why is it that the Torah is called the tree of life and Derech Eretz is called the path? Why is this called the tree and this is called the path? Torah is compared to a tree that's firmly planted and it has tremendous roots. Many winds can come in the world. And Mrs. Inetzas, I mean, come on, they don't move the tree. Someone told me the Jewish people is that olive tree you see growing there. How many winds, how many rains, how many thunderstorms, how many snows, how many hurricanes? You see the old olive tree, it's still growing, it's still producing olives. The tree doesn't budge. The Torah is a firmly planted tree. Hashem planted this tree. He arranged the Torah. It's this tree. Ukmo sheit berod bekama mkomot echantia zo yutzet min Hashem itbarach kmo sheetz yutzet mkom nitiato yadama. The Torah emanates from Hashem like a tree. He's referring to a Kabbalistic concept we encountered in Ma'arik in the Rav Moshe Cordovero on the Ramak in the Tomer Dvora. He spoke about the world, and he spoke about an upside-down tree. Remember, Torah is like an upside-down tree. A tree takes from the ground the most earthly thing and produces fruits, and it grows outward, upward, and produces fruits. Torah is the opposite. Its roots are in heaven. It's yearning. It's taking its strength from Hashem. And its fruits are down below. Our behavior, our learning of Torah, our applying the Torah. And so Torah is a tree that's firmly planted by Hashem. And if everyone in the world would unite and say, let's uproot the Torah, says the Maharal, they wouldn't be able to change one letter in the Torah. You can all fight it. It's not going to work. Kmo shamu b'midrash, the Medrash says, Shlomo HaMelech alav Shlomo ben Hashim. Shlomo HaMelech went and married more wives than he was permitted to marry. Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says the following Medrash. So King Solomon is adding wives against the prohibition of the Torah. Sefer Mishnah Torah alav nishtatech lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the book of Devarim went up to heaven and spread itself out before Hashem and said, Amar Ribono Shlolam, Diyayti ki shebatla mitzata batla kula. When the king makes a decree and people start ignoring one part of the decree, the whole decree is gone. And so the book of Devarim said, Ribono Shlolam, you're letting your chosen king, King Solomon, you called him Yedidya, my friend, you're letting him just trample your commandment not to have more wives. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so God answers the Torah, he says, Harei Shlomo ve'elef kayotze bo betelim. Solomon and 1,000 Solomons can be annulled. Ve'yud mimech eino batel. And one letter, the smallest letter, a yud from you, is not going to be annulled. That's what the Medrash says. Hashem says, I'm not forgiving. I'm not willing to forgo my Torah. Hashem's a forgiving, obviously, if a person's going to do his end of it. But that doesn't mean that a person can just trample over the Torah. So even Shlomo HaMelech comes to the Medrash and says, even one letter you can't change. Says the Maharal, he's giving us chizuk. He says, if the four kingdoms of the world, they correspond to the four directions of the world, if they all come to uproot the Torah from Israel, al yedei gzerotam kmo shayu osim, just as they've been doing, they make decrees to try and annul the Torah, and yecholim la'akov b'gzeratam ha'Torah, they will not be successful. V'nikret etz chayim, and the Torah is called the tree of life, shemoran nitzchit ha'Torah mitzad atzma. It's telling us about how the Torah is eternal in its own right. Lo shetomar ke'Torah chas v'shalom lezman. A person shouldn't think Torah, that's ancient. You know, back when they had cows, back when they had sheep, so that's Torah. V'yesh la'Torah efsik mitzad Torah atzma. But you know, it's an ancient piece, it's an ancient work. So there you can read the Aztec writings, you could read the Torah. No. Ulfikach nikret haTorah etz chayim. That's why Torah is called the tree of life. She'adavar shenikra chayim en lo efsek. The concept life is continuum. We say if a person has a child, if a person has continuum, then he's alive. If a person has money, he can do something with his life, he can affect. If a river has a source and it keeps flowing, that's called a living river. If it's just a big body of water, that's not a river. That's not alive. Life means the capacity to have continuum. The Torah is called the tree of life because the Torah is the concept of eternity in this world. Kamo ma'yan ma'im chayim, just as a living stream, shu mikol shein lefsek, that's a stream that'll keep flowing. Lo kmo ha'adam, man is not called chayim. Yeah, we name a guy chayim. We say li chayim when we drink a cup of schnapps, right? But man is not called chayim. Shenikra adam chay. Man is called chay, singular. Not chayim. Shelashon adam chay. Ratza lomar adam sheyesh lo chayut. It means man has life. Just like an animal has life. You could have a living tree. You could have a living animal. You could have a living human. Uchidichtiv vayhi adam lenefesh chaya. Last week's parsha. Man became a living creature. Im ken adam mekabel chayut. Man receives life. Vefshar sheyisulak chayut shekibel. And so that life that he was granted, well, that can leave. Aval etz chayim, where do you find the word chayim in Torah? About a tree, not about man. About man you find chay. Chayim is the tree of life. She'etz chayim atzmo lefsek, because that tree is life itself. V'lekach nikra Hashem itbach Elokim chayim. Hashem is called Hashem, who is chayim, not chay. Shu chayim anitzchim atzmo, he is the eternal life itself. ובמקום שנאמר חי השם, כאילו כתוב חיים שכך מורה פתח. If it says חי השם, you'll notice it says חי, not חי. By פארו, it says חי פארו, which means the singular life of פארו. חי פארו with the פתח means the broad life, like חיים of השם. ובאדם שייך לומר חי פרו בצרי, כמו שאמר סמיכות ממני שאין החיות עצמו, רק מחבל החיות ואפשר שיסולק. Because Paro's life is something, it's his beating heart that gives him life. It's not life itself. Torah is life itself. Hashem is life itself. Our life? Yeah, so long as our heart keeps beating, we're alive.
ובאלו שתי מילות שנקראת התורה יצחיים רמז לך כי אין לתורה ביטול. And when the Torah is called the tree of life, both words are indicative that the Torah will never be annulled. הן מצד אחרים, we just turned the page, be it if others try to annul it, הן מצד עצמה של תורה. Or on its own, you might say it's an ancient work. No, if you understand it, if you learn it correctly, you'll see how it's an applied science today. No different than then, we don't have sheep, we don't have cattle, right. But you want to know how to lead your life? Study the laws of the sheep and the cattle, and you'll learn how to behave today. Okay, let's take 15 examples. Ready? You guys want some examples? Okay, let's take some examples of the living Torah, how Torah is an applied science today. Shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishafech. In this week's parsha, it says, he who spills the blood of man within a man will have his blood spilled. Why does the Torah describe it that way? He who spills the blood of man within a man will have his blood spilled. So the Torah was telling us that there's not only one way of creating man. You might think man is only created from a father and a mother. Comes the Torah and says, no, there are test tube babies. There are other ways of forming man. He who spills the blood of man, which is within a man, not necessarily man who came from a man, blood of man who has blood within himself. So if we can clone a human being, if we can create a human being from a test tube, the Torah addresses that concept, whether it's a human being. I'm not saying this. Before they had test tubes, baby, the response of the Chacham Tzvi from 250 years ago addresses this. What I'm telling you now is a discussion in the Tshuvat Chacham Tzvi. So we have, in this week's Parsha, we have that concept, okay? So Torah addresses murder. Don't think murder is only a human being that's born from a father and mother. You know, you guys maybe know better than me. In science fiction, they have this idea that they're going to create, every human being will clone himself for spare parts, right? He'll have a body growing in a freezer, growing in a little island, in case. That's my clone. That other one's better being prey and I'm healthy, right? Torah says no. Human being, however, he's got blood, he's human. He's human. You got to consider him human. We move forward. We have the concepts of Hachnasas Orchim, taking in guests. So they did it in a tent. We do it in a home. We have the concept of not differentiating between our children, not causing jealousy between our children. Yaakov makes that mistake, right? It's as relevant today as it was then. What else? Let's see. And the laws of paying on time, paying your worker on time. If anyone's worked for a paycheck, they know they want to get paid on time. They're here. Okay.